and welcome to Minnow Tank. Each week, I take my minnows and they bring in some Kickstarters and we donate to whatever we feel is best or worst or whatever the fuck. Alright, my name's Nate.
Your intros are getting better. I'm liking this.
My name's Nate. I'm your host, and every week I bring in a technological Kickstarter, anywhere from gadgets to gizmos to things you wear. Anyway, who are you?
I'm Keegan. I bring in games and sometimes art, but so far we're just doing games.
I'm Jordan, and I deal with books and comics and people who don't know what actual writing is.
My name is Trent. This is my first time here. I'm doing fashion.
I'm pretty. What about it?
Alright, my name's Jin. I'll be doing music or food or music or food accessories. Anything that assaults your mouth or earlobes.
I'm sorry, whenever you said music or food accessories, I imagined they're both together.
I sell music and music accessories.
The California raisins.
Alright, so I want to start off with a little recap of last week. We decided to back Looking for Leo by Eleanor Lawrence, and this is basically a web series that she wants to make in which she tries to find and date Leonardo DiCaprio. We backed that. We got a little shout-out from her. That was nice. As of now, she has raised $15,000.
Holy shit. What was her final goal?
$29,000, and there's only 47 hours to go, so I don't think she's going to make it. But she is being a really good sport about it. Patrick said a little bit about this last week, how she has a lot of stuff for her backers, and she just released a video yesterday about her first backer challenge. And this video is her completing her challenge of dressing as Jack Dawson and doing the Make It Count speech from Titanic to a group of strangers.
Wait, what's the Make It Count speech?
I don't know.
I guess it's from Titanic. I only sat through part of that movie once. I'm actually not a fan.
You get up to the nude painting scene, and then all guys just leave from there. All
right.
So I just got chucked out of a restaurant trying to do this, but my friends give me a tip-off that there is a barbecue going on in his apartment. So I'm going to crash it to do the challenge.
Wait a minute, she's going to Leo DiCaprio's apartment?
No, she's going to some random party with strangers dressed as Leo.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I mean,
she's got the costume.
Got the air in my lungs, a few blank sheets of paper. I mean, I love waking up in the morning not knowing what's going to happen, who I'm going to meet, where I'm going to wind up. The other night, I was sleeping under a bridge. Now here I am on the grandest ship in the world having champagne with you fine people. I'll take some more of that. I figure life's a gift, and I don't intend on wasting it. You never know what hand you're gonna get dealt next. You gotta learn to take life as it comes at you. You go now. I get emotional. Make each day count. You find people
who are just staring at her.
Making it count.
They're all just like, "What the f*** is going on?"
But they're toasting with her.
She's a British woman. I'd hear her out.
Could you imagine that if we're having a party somewhere and a British person just walks up and starts giving a speech that vaguely sounds like it's from Titanic?
All right.
Wow.
So,
wow.
She actually is really, really dedicated to her backers.
Well, thank God. She's dedicated to everyone in her life, apparently.
Leo, that's going
to
get you some.
As the character Jack Dawson, will be in her life. I'd like
to do. Can you stop playing with the blanket? McGregor, without whom
it's something that transcends.
Yeah, like breaking the timeline here. You haven't stopped playing with the blanket for the past hour and a half.
Yeah, we record all the shows basically at once, and this is the second time Jordan has picked up Keegan's blanket and just worn it like a cape.
He
isn't wearing it now, but he's really transfixed on that. This just has to do with the fact that Jordan is a cat.
You get more transfixed on shit than Louie does. Like, Louie's playing with my phone charger, and you're playing with the goddamn blankets.
All right, who wants to go first?
You go first, it's your show.
Beautiful. All right. Folks, did you know that every year your baby has a 0.001% chance of being left in a car and dying.
Well, yeah, if you leave it in the f***ing car.
Yes, but every year, more than 10 babies die being left in a car.
Listen, if you're the kind of person who forgets that your dog shouldn't be locked in a car, clearly you shouldn't be having children.
Well, do I have the solution for you? Introducing the E-Clip, a nice wearable clip-on device for your baby's car seat that connects to your phone via Bluetooth and tells you if you left your baby in your car.
Maybe you should just not be a dumb bitch.
Maybe you shouldn't be a parent if you occasionally forget that there's a living thing that is entirely dependent on you.
But yeah, basically what this is literally a clip that you put on your baby. Here's what it looks like.
You put it on your...
Well, you put it on like the strap of your baby. You connect it to your phone when you get in the car. And then you just leave it there. And if you leave your car and it disconnects from the Bluetooth, you get an alert on your phone saying that you left your baby in your car.
Did you forget something?
Silly me. I have a child.
So here's the thing. It's a human being, and they're giving it the same consideration that I give my car keys.
Yeah, but there's more. Oh, it God, also more. Tells you if your car is too hot or too cold for your baby. It has a thermometer and will tell you if the baby is in danger of being too hot or too cold. Because you as a parent could have no possible idea if a car is 120 degrees that maybe it's a little hot for your kid.
So are you telling me it gives you an option of leaving your baby in the car?
I mean, that option's a God-given right.
Oh my God. Could you imagine that if you, like, a cop is about to arrest you, because that's illegal, and you're just like, no, I have a shitty thermometer app, and it says it's fine.
So I guess.
But yeah, it says setting up E-Clip for daily use is extremely easy and only takes a few seconds.
If you can't remember that there's a baby that you shouldn't be leaving in a car, how are you going to remember some obscure strap that you're going to have to place on the child's
exactly.
seat?
Exactly. This Kickstarter is working under the assumption that you're more likely to remember your phone than your child.
Can you imagine the, their phone like starts going off in their pocket and like, oh, I hate Amber Alerts, and they just skip it.
And that's not to say that the type of parent liable to leave your baby in a car is not the type of parent that's gonna pay money for a device that you have to actively connect to your phone every morning and charge every night. And, like, remember to...
Well, you kinda have to charge a baby, too, with food.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but the thing is, if your phone dies, you can still charge it.
But yes, this is asking for $50,000.
Holy shit. Uh-huh.
To get this thing off
the
ground.
The people who need this couldn't keep a Tamagotchi alive. Like,
it's based in Dover, Delaware. If that tells you anything, I feel like it doesn't. Maybe Delaware has a higher risk of forgetting babies.
I don't know. It just tells me that maybe a lot of dumb people from Philly trying to avoid paying sales tax go down there. And they're just like, well, shit. I got a child, and I left it in the car.
But yeah,
the only people who I really know need this is all people on Sunny. Like, that's it.
But yeah, it's $49 a device that literally only tells you if it disconnects from your phone. Like, that's the only thing that it does. If it disconnects from your phone, it will alert you that it disconnected from your phone.
Here's the only thing I can think of that'd be a really good use of this. If, like, say you have a kid, and, like, I'm talking, like, 5 or 6. You could give them this thing and then let them walk around the grocery store by themselves. And then if it gets disconnected from your Bluetooth, you know they got kidnapped.
Yeah, but it's like Bluetooth doesn't have that long of a range. The kid would only have, like, a 20-foot radius.
Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah, that was 20 feet.
Look at your f***ing kid. I have a reptile at home, a goddamn lizard, not even close to a human, but I know where it is at all times if it's out of its cage.
Hey, a reptile got elected president.
Hey, almost. Donald Trump isn't a lizard person.
No, Obama was.
Oh. You right. But also, if you're going to connect this to a kid, how hard was it to get Louis to accept his collar? Louis's cat.
He doesn't give a shit.
Oh.
He doesn't give a shit.
Oh, when I had my cat, I tried putting a collar on that fucker.
No, Louie doesn't give a shit about life. Like,
he takes baths willingly. Like, that's how Tommy is.
Yeah.
Just, like, do whatever you want to me, I'll survive somehow.
He's like, it's better than living on the streets of Austin and watching homeless men fuck each other for ham sandwiches.
So, whenever I took him to the vet one time, they were, like, sticking him with needles, and they're like, he didn't care. Like, he didn't react at all. He just took it.
Poor fucking cat.
No!
Can we have a gadget to make him love life again?
You've seen some stuff in your life, man.
But yes, so $49 for one eClip, which they say is 35% off final asking price. So the final price for this is going to be $79 if this thing takes off.
Well, you know, if we're going to be shitty parents, why not just strap it to your 4 or 5 year old like Keegan says?
Yeah.
But if they're a certain distance away from you, it just explodes.
Going to Suicide Squad route.
It's like fucking Suicide Squad. That's probably more likely to make your kid kill himself.
The only gadget I want is, like, do you remember that fucking device from the Duracell commercial where it's like the girl Lily, like, she's like looking for a kid. She pulled out this thing, pressed a button, and the kid came out running from the woods. Like, it was supposed to be a tracker, but she literally pressed a button and the kid, like, came running out of the woods.
Imagine the guy from Get Out.
But yeah, this has actually raised over $4,000 in 8 days.
Can we go and find each one of these backers and sterilize them?
I'm pretty sure they already forgot that they backed
it. I feel like this just, it gives you something to be afraid of. Like, you didn't know that it was something that happened frequently, and so a parent who's watching, like, listening to this is like, oh wow, they're making a device for it, so obviously I'm in danger. What?
How many children a year?
Last year, 39 children out of the 8 million born in 2016.
That's pretty good numbers.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's really good numbers.
Like, you're more likely to have a child drown or, like, die of dropping than to leave it in a car unattended.
Yeah, your child's more likely to get smothered by a cat or mauled by a dog.
My show is just crazy ways to kill your child most of the time.
Exactly.
And, like, none of those kids got left in a car.
I feel like we've had more children on your show than have died in a car.
Like, what's next? A strap that's like, if your child's been Batista-bombed, we'll tell you.
It's a little sensor on the back to say they just hit the ground too hard from that Batista bomb.
Spine shattered. Damn.
Shit, not another one.
But yeah, out of all the dead baby jokes that there are in the world, none of them are so mundane as leaving it in a car.
So we aren't backing this shit, right? I don't want to back this.
I don't
have a child.
It's sort of I feel like I've never considered eugenics before, but the people who back this should never have children.
It's like, exactly. So if you're gonna leave your child in a car to die, you shouldn't have had a child in the first place.
Yeah, like, I understand there's autopilot on people, but, like, you can't go out of autopilot enough to, like, oh, my kid's in the fucking back.
Like, if anything, you're just going to, like, instinctively pick up the kid. Then you're going to be walking, you're going to be like, oh crap, did I? Oh no, my kid's right here. You're going to, without thinking,
it's
take the kid.
It's a child! It's not like you, like, I don't know how you forget a child.
You accidentally just grabbed the groceries and not the child.
Oh, I thought this loaf of bread was that kid who I made. Whoops.
Like, whoops. This.
Like, this, maybe if it's adopted. Maybe if it's adopted, I can understand.
But, silly me.
What do you think happened to Angelina and Julie's kids?
This isn't my child. This is a cockatoo.
All right. So, no, we're not backing this.
Thank Christ.
No.
All right.
Who wants to go next?
Let's go with Jordan.
Okay. All right. This wasn't necessarily as much a bad idea as much as I feel like. It's called El Tamalito Travieso.
Do you have this translated? Please tell me you have
it
translated.
It's about a tamale that's being made to celebrate something. And he falls off of the tray and goes on a series of wild adventures and learns what it means to be a tamale culturally.
What? Okay, tell me what it means to be a tamale culturally.
He doesn't say, but okay, let me find the description and see if this does a... Nope, it doesn't do anything. character-driven Spanglish children's book.
Spanglish.
About a mischievous tamale who's lost his way and attempts to reunite with his family.
With his family.
Hi, Kickstarters. Thank you for taking the time to read the description. I will be brief yet concise with where your pledges will go. Okay, so this guy is looking for $25,000 to get this book off the ground.
25 grand.
Yes, 12 to 17,000 for the initial illustration, printing, and binding of the book.
And writing, because I can't do that.
3,000 for merchandise creation, primarily making plush dolls. 3,000 for the creation of an ebook and a website. 2,000 for a custom tamale costume, which he's going to take to readings and sing-alongs. And
Okay. Is one of the rewards a tamale costume? Because if it is, I'm on board.
If the book exceeds its pledge goals of 25,000, I'd love to add stretch goals, and suggestions are always welcome.
All right, I want to talk about this real fast. So this book is in Spanglish. You're immediately cutting the people who can read it really, really, really down because they have to speak English and Spanish.
This guy was talking to his girlfriend who's a preschool teacher, and she mentioned something about there not being like enough books for the Spanglish community, which I assume just means Mexican-American, but I don't really know.
Yeah, but there's not enough books for the Spanish community because it's so small that it's not profitable
to
write
to
the small community of, what, 3 to 5-year-olds who can read both Spanish and English and need to learn about tamales.
There may be, like, 6 states where I could see this being, like, fairly profitable, but that's about it.
All right, how much have they raised?
$60 from 2 people.
And they're asking for how much?
$25,000.
How many days does it have left?
18.
Okay. How much to get the book?
Hold on. Let me go through the risks and challenges.
Oh god.
I foresee the only risks and challenges I foresee would simply be delays in the various productions, such as the illustrator taking a bit longer to make each page great.
So you're getting $20,000 $10,000 as an illustrator. You should be on time.
Or costume, or you know, the doll maker or the costume designer
How
being
many pages
delayed
is this f-ing book.
I'm guessing like 12 at least.
Because he's getting paid like $1,000 a page, probably. Like, children's books aren't long. Like you're getting paid like at least $5,000 a page for this damn thing.
Hold on. All right. The reward tiers, if you pledge $1, he gives you a thank you. You're paying him $1 to thank you.
Do I get a personal thank you?
No.
No. I'm guessing it's like a copy paste email, but he'll like put the name of the accounts you use.
Aye.
For $5, an autographed postcard of El Tamalito Travieso sent to you on the book's release date. No sooner, no later. For $20, you get the ebook. For $30, you get the print book. For $45, you get the plushie. For $70.
Well, okay. Whenever you get the plushie, you get everything else, correct?
Just the plushie.
You don't even get the book?
For 70...
You don't even get the book?
For 70, you get the book and plushie together.
What the God.
For $1,500, and this is the last tier, but this is such a huge jump, he'll visit you in costume, read the book, and do a sing-along. For $1,500, a guy shows up dressed as a tamale with a Spanish guitar, and he sings and reads this book to children.
I don't know why, but I expected by the end of it to be, and f*** you. Like, I don't know why that's where that was going.
In the tamale costume?
Yes,
hell
yes.
Yeah.
And
you must have at least 5 children and be willing to lose one.
The actual story is complete, so I can assure you that there will be no delays due to the creative process. Thus, all I need is time to make El Tamalito Travieso into a tangible product. If the book meets its financial goal, I want to hit the ground running by completing your rewards, because I'd love to finish everything before tamale season. Plus,
there's a season for tamales?
Plus, I hate disappointing people, and I try exceedingly hard to keep my word. So any challenges will not be due to a lack of effort or sloth, but rather that of the unforeseen variety.
Do you have any information about this author, which I use lightly?
Has he written anything before? Is he a tamale chef?
Grocery list.
Does he have children, or?
He's Mexican-American. His girlfriend is a teacher at an elementary school at some level. He is from Dallas, Texas originally.
God damn it.
His bio says, born and raised in the greatest state in the Union, Texas. Love to write and have always had a goal to author a book.
Just one? So this is like a one-hit wonder type deal?
Yeah.
Once you create the greatest book about tamales ever written, what else are you going to do?
You might as well just Hemingway yourself.
This is going to be the Mambo number 5 of literature. Eat your heart at Harper Lee because you dared write a sequel. This man is only writing one tamale book, and it is going to be bomb.
In Harper Lee's defense, she was old and senile whenever her children were like, we need more money, Mom. Release the book. That wasn't her fault. Like, once I have, like, Alzheimer's, like, you can get me to do anything you want. You can get anything to do anything you want right now if you give me enough money.
But. And thus, Nate's Kickstarter was put into fruition.
What's your Kickstarter?
Oh, you know.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
No. This is why I hate recording in my bedroom.
It's the implication.
So, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't want to back this. That's my contention.
I don't speak Spanish, but I like tamales, and I like watching people embarrass themselves.
Guys, I know this doesn't have a great chance.
Can we get a picture of the tamale costume? Is there a picture of the tamale costume?
He hasn't had it made yet. He needs the money to get it made.
He needs $20,000.
Yeah, come on.
How expensive is this fucking tamale?
It better be fully holographic.
We need to fund this so that this guy can show up dressed as a tamale with a guitar and sing the children.
I don't
want
to back something that's going to get my future kids raped by a tamale.
Same.
Like, I'm already going to be leaving them in cars as is. I don't want them to have a tamale waiting outside.
This episode is just 20 ways to scar your children.
All right. Well, with that said, we brought another great project from the state of Texas.
Wait a minute. What was the other project from Texas?
Alex Jones.
Oh. Also from Dallas.
Austin.
I'm gonna. Some Rockwall.
That's neither here nor there.
Rockwall's where I almost died, and it's where he should have died.
That's neither here nor there either.
It's in DFW. Rockwall's in DFW.
No, that was better.
Yeah, it's on the edge. It's one of the.
All right. I don't want to fund this. I don't want a man raping children in a tamale costume.
Why are we assuming he's a rapist?
Because of everything that he's talked about.
He plays the Spanish guitar.
He's a very nice girlfriend who works as a teacher.
That's where he gets them.
If anything,
I was
going
to say, how many children has she lost?
All of them to tamales.
I actually feel like this is just him trying to impress his girlfriend. Like, hey.
I tried, baby.
She's like, she's like, there's not enough book for children of this community. I shall make a book for children of this community. And then
what
she, like
that's how
she
every
will,
conversation in their
and
home
then
goes.
She will feast on my tamale.
Oh, fuck. All right, I don't want to do this.
Disgusting meat tube right there. All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah.
All right. So I was having trouble last night. I was looking around. I couldn't really find any good ones. I did find one that was from Mexico City, Mexico, but it didn't say Mexico City. It just said Mexico, Mexico. And I may do that one in the future.
It might be the state of Mexico in the country of Mexico.
Is there a state of Mexico?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know enough about Mexican culture. Maybe I should really read this tamale book. But instead, I found something called Nightmen.
I like it already.
All right, so Nightmen is an RPG video game and book series. So it comes from a guy named Austin Lockhart. Hi, I'm Austin, the creator and developer of Nightmen series and all its branches. I write books and am making games. Nightmen, a loving game adaptation and continuation of the story told in the first book in the series, Nightmen: First Crisis. So at this point, I stopped reading his Kickstarter and I'm like, what the f*** is Nightmen: First Crisis?
Well, clearly it's about someone with very sexy hands.
So what I did is I Googled it and I found the Amazon for Nightmen: First Crisis. It is a 198-page paperback book, and I'm just going to show y'all the cover.
Oh no.
Oh.
Someone give me a description.
Oh, Nightmen.
Nightmen.
Oh, it's two furries on their way to fight crime, I would assume. One of them looks like a superhero. He's a little bigger, and then there's a rabbit riding on his shoulders.
Is that a raccoon with an infinity gauntlet in one of his hands?
I feel like that should be like the sequel. It looks like Zootopia 2, Nightmen.
So I went to the reviews for this. Both of the reviews literally are identical with different titles, both by a woman named Cassandra, written on the same day, both 5 stars. The description is, part Undertale, part Steven Universe, Nightmen engages the reader with a mystery-enlightened adventure. Nightmen. Does that name strike fear, or does it light hope within you? Dark times are coming, and we're in need of protectors. Nightmen will continue his father's dream in research of finding artifacts from long ago, the orbs, led by the Tome.
Now you know this bitch runs around in a furry costume.
Oh, and this is Nightmen, by the way. Not Nightman or Men. Yeah. Nightmen, M-I-N.
Like vermin? I hope so. I hope someone...
It's like vermin.
Yes.
I hope he stole this idea from someone just so that they can, like, reclaim it from him and we can get, like, a Daemon out of this.
Each one will grant the user the amazing feats, but if fall into the wrong hands... ... Joined by Bucky, longtime friend and brother, and Delilah, motivational and influencing girlfriend. If your description of your girlfriend is influencing, that's not a good description of
it.
Clearly, it's been a very negative influencing. If this is happening,
a slim flame of resistance stands in the way of, quote, the others. Included in the end are 2 short bonus stories and an important notes chapter. If you care to solve the mysteries the series has to offer, this book is one planned of a series.
I feel like influencing girlfriend would be like, hey, maybe you shouldn't leave our baby in the car. Or it's like,
So there are 6 books in this series.
Oh,
only one of them's been written, but he also has written a Christmas special.
What?
Oh, no.
Nightmen.
So I'm just walking y'all through my descent into madness as I found this, and so
yeah, it from sounds there, like a rabbit hole.
From there, it very much is. This is just me going down the rabbit hole of this. So from there, I'm like, all right, I need to look up this author. So I went to his Amazon page again. Austin Lockhart is a young, angsty teen bent on world domination, but helping people first.
No.
He wrote some books about ghosts and raccoons or something. I don't know. He was a traumatized child. Even got attacked by spirits a few times. Sometimes he's slimy, but not right now, I don't think. He also has a YouTube channel and a Facebook page, Bring Food.
You know, we knew a guy who thought he was being attacked by spirits.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It sounds like,
It's starting to hit home.
He is the definition of trying to be weird and angsty. Like, so we'll get to his YouTube page.
Does he have a spork in his profile picture?
No, he has a picture of him without a nose.
Oh, no.
So from here, I'm like, he has a Facebook page?
All right. Oh. Welcome back to Minotank, folks.
my roommate tried to cook hamburgers and smoke ensued and... Yeah.
Now we don't have a studio anymore.
On the bright side, it has a lovely aroma of burnt meat in here.
It kind of smells, honestly, like gas. Like, it just smells like gas.
Yeah, I was smelling it earlier, but I didn't really want to talk about it. So, where were we, Keegan?
This guy is terrible. So, from his Amazon page, he links to his Facebook page. And I'm like, oh God, there's a Facebook page. So I go to his Facebook page. On his Facebook page, he has the picture for Nightmen, which is just like some... I'll show y'all. Like, this is the picture that he has for his Kickstarter. It's just a bunch of shitty pixel art.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Like, it's just shitty pixel art.
He never got away from the 8-bit world.
He comes back to it pretty hardcore whenever we, like, actually start talking about the Kickstarter itself. So, it's 21 people like his Facebook page, which is painfully little.
Like, does he not even have friends?
Like, 21 people. I don't know how you can't get more people to like something.
And he's put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, he's written a book. He's written a 200-page book.
What's the book? Is it just, like, nonsensical scribblings?
Probably. There's vampires and shit and garbage. Like, it... it's available in hardback, though, so... But on his Facebook page, there were 2 reviews for his book, and I'm like, excuse me, what? And one of the reviews wasn't written by him. From Xander Harris reviewed Nightmen. I couldn't nut. It made me really upset because I could have been in my spank bank. 1 star.
What's this guy's Kickstarter profile? If he writes books, we might revisit him in the future.
Austin Lockhart is his name.
Austin Lockhart.
So okay. From here, I'm like, well, I might as well go to his YouTube page.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
His YouTube page has somewhere north of 100 uploads, actually. Like, a lot. Most of them are him playing Five Nights.
Of course.
Or him doing really weird episodes of things. There's him playing a game called Super Meme Bros that I don't know what it is.
So is he like MatPat but less funny?
He has a green screen that's literally just a green blanket he draped in the background. There's videos of him just like with a puppy. His most recent videos are weird meme videos of SpongeBob where Bon Voyage from The Incredibles like explodes his way in. Like, literally two of the videos on the channel have to do with his actual Kickstarter thing.
Alright, so what is his Kickstarter thing? Because I don't think we've actually gotten there yet.
I wanted to give full background. We're doing what I did, alright? So, first off, his goal is $50.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, basically,
what Somali man's raised already?
So, he's raised $51 from two backers. So, him and some poor woman. I'm guessing the girl who reviewed his shit on Amazon.
It might be that bad influence of a girlfriend or whatever.
So, about this project, all right? So, I made it to the part about there being a book. A RPG drawing inspiration from the most helpful game of 2015, Undertale, and the Mario and Luigi RPG games. Toby Fox has no involvement in the development of the game, and no f***ing shit. And I wish he did. He's awesome and chock full of talent and determination in all capital letters. Like a f***ing Trump tweet. But his work has inspired me to move on with my own. So from here, it's a bullet point of what the game is with. A game filled with humor drawn from the inner machinations.
Machinations?
Machinations.
Beautiful.
That's not a word, right?
No.
Okay. Of my own mind. A battle system featuring the need to pay attention. Food, who doesn't like food? Pixel art to help you remember the times when you didn't have to worry about who's going to destroy the world. It was the 80s. That's all you were doing is worried about who was going to destroy the world. Secrets and maybe some scary Easter eggs that kids won't be able to find.
What?
I don't know. Ghosts.
Never advertise Easter eggs.
Ghosts. Inspirations from Ghostbusters. Credit card debt, maybe.
Why do shitty projects keep having to bring up Ghostbusters?
It's like all this fantastical, otherworldly shit, and then the IRS is on your ass.
A game to fix your marriage. Hidden pug version of me because I'm Asian with Toby Fox's dog version. What the f*** does that mean? In Undertale, was there a dog version of Toby Fox?
I've never played Undertale. It was a little too... Yeah.
Some potatoes. Escalators.
Oh. Escalators!
A Kickstarter page with a long list. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. That last one isn't going to be in the game.
What about this one?
Well, it might. I do like self-advertising and marshmallows. Did I mention secrets?
You know, the point of an echo chamber is it's supposed to be like a hive mind of people with like similar views. Like the subreddit, the Donald. An echo chamber is not supposed to be you in an empty room shouting and praying to your furry god that right. Someone will shout.
This is like a guy who really, really thinks he's funny, but no one's ever told him he's funny.
He's like the guy who created Sonichu. Like, from what I've heard.
Risks and challenges. Of course, with any goal comes challenges. Here's a second list describing my problems I need your help with.
I've never programmed a video game, and I have no idea what language I would use.
Funding for programs needed. Funding to help with the bills. Music making. Pixel art making. Pixel tile making. Coding. Time to write the remaining five books. And finish up the last few chapters of the second. More internet friends. Schooling.
He needs money for more internet friends.
Coding was one of his risks and challenges.
And school.
That's the game. The game is coding.
And music making and everything else
and
to
schooling.
Do with this game.
I need more learning to learn how to do the coding stuff.
See, I want to make this game, but I have no idea how to make this game. I'm hoping.
Keep in mind, his goal is $50.
If you throw $50 at me, that'll be enough to get 2 lines of code and maybe a pixel.
There are types of problems and challenges I need to... these are types of problems and challenges I need to overcome. This game is definitely going to be in the development stage for a while. No shit, Sherlock. I actually could use some help with pixel and pixel tile making. If you want to get on board, you can message me at, and then he puts his email address. I also need food and toilet paper and oxygen. Sometimes I forget to breathe, so I hope I don't forget too long and destroy the remaining brain cells holding the Nightman franchise.
He literally admits that, you know, everything that he's doing is holding on by, like, a f***ing thread.
I feel
before
like this,
he becomes a vegetable.
I feel like this Kickstarter is just a ploy to get groceries.
This is... I think this is a cry for help. Please, I'm lonely. Be my friend, or at least give me some, you know, psychological...
He mentions that he needed toilet paper, and I'm like, are you all right?
Here's my grocery list.
Have you spent all of your money on spray paint cans?
Also, feed a sad, starving artist.
So,
like, just be honest with your Kickstarter.
I want to point out, his YouTube channel has 251 subscribers. The most views any of... Oh, actually, he has a... What? So, most of his YouTube videos have less than 1,000 views. Most of them have less than 100 views. There's one, though, that has 3,134 views.
What's the title?
New Level Alphabet Lane Demo 2.
That's a pretty weird title for a video to just have like 3,000 views.
I have no idea why. Like, I
click it.
I'm not watching this video. It's 12 minutes long.
Oh no, never mind.
I don't care. So let's take a look at what you get whenever you're back. All right.
Yeah.
So if you pledge $3 or more, you get the Nightman First Crisis book.
Oh.
Nightman, once a boy in way over his head and now a full-time hero, impartial lover, conspiracy, driving, assumed cosplayer, etc., delving into the origin story over main hero and walk through the exciting and truly action-packed tale of Nightman, finds his powers and lifelong friend Bucky the Vampire.
Is
I'm actually really interested in this.
This is author insertion, isn't it? This is Sonichu.
Okay. How much to get the game?
We're going through.
Okay. Oh. No. Oh, by all means, Keegan. This is your Kickstarter.
Don't get ahead of me.
Go for it. I'm just excited.
Pledge $5 or more and you get The Nightman Before Christmas. Ah, Christmas Eve. Where burglars try to take your presents and you can run off the road. What? And you get to drink hot chocolate. In this moral-filled story, you can read about Nightman and crew as they progress through cold and snowy Christmas Eve. This short story is full of references, timeline placement details, and morals for our decaying humanity. Weird emoji face. I hope you enjoy another weird emoji face with multiple hearts.
Every day we stray further from God.
Pledge $6 or more, and you get The Gother Brothers, Book 2. Ah, The Gother Brothers.
Are the Gother Brothers? Where's book one?
What does this mean?
Book one is the Nightman Crisis. The Nightman First Crisis. This is him selling his book series. The Gother Brothers. Two goofball slackers, quote unquote, maybe, who think it would have been of those two. What the f*** English? Oh well. Someone finally caught on the truth of the behind... What the shit? Someone caught on to the truth behind existence.
Just read it word for word. Don't try to...
I'm trying.
Don't try to tone it.
I'm trying to read it. I really am.
Don't worry about tone. Just get through
it. I really am. Someone finally caught on to the truth behind existence. But the truth is in the state of threat and someone needs to pull the plug on the operation. Why not those two? I mean, they mean well, don't they? But, like, couldn't there have been, like, a pyrotechnic warrior or something? But I guess there could, but he's doing his own thing. Besides, well, supposed to keep this a secret and they caught on. Might as well keep it strictly to just that.
Okay.
I have several questions. Is this
about the Gother brothers?
I don't know. This is like one of those ARG YouTube channels where they just talk in gibberish and you're supposed to think it's like a serial killer or something.
It's like a post-lobotomy horror story.
Pledge $9 or more. Bucky, the Misunderstood Vampire, Book 3. Bucky the Vampire, you know him, right? That no. scary rabbit that flies around terrorizing the locals? No, he does not do that. Look at the records. Where does it ever say he harmed anyone innocent? You don't need records. You need people, witnesses, believers. There was live video footage of the flight against the storm on those docks just a couple months ago. You call that a jerk move? He helped save the city alongside Nightman and Delilah. Cut him some slack. You have no idea what he's going through. Why put words up claiming that he's a problem?
Was that a Trump press release?
Honestly, I just kind of started looking at the tree out the window. Like, the words just went, I wasn't even trying anymore.
It's okay. The descriptions are getting smaller and smaller, and there's less and less. Pledge $12 or more, and you get Nightman Anxiety.
My life. The book.
Time is overdue. Any day that the book doesn't burst open is another day closer to its limits. This is all falling down on me and falling down hard. Delilah, I keep having that dream over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Who the f*** is Delilah?
Is it his girlfriend with the bad influence?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Clearly this bad influence was some spray paint and a sock.
We're getting a little too in-depth into his personality.
Over and over and over and over and over, and I keep seeing him every night.
If he says something about his mother before this is over, we'll have our answer.
I don't know how much longer I can feel this way. Is he suicidal?
I hope so.
Oh my eyes.
Wait, no, he can't be suicidal because, what's the game called?
Nightman?
Nightman. We need the game Nightman or Gother.
Well, it got fully funded, so we better be f***ing getting it.
Yeah, you know, under risk and reward, there shouldn't be anything about you may find me on a noose or with a couple of razor blades to the wrist.
Oh my god. What the is anyone else's eyes watering really bad?
Yeah, it's the smoke.
Okay, alright. Pledge $15 or more and you get Gother Brothers Ghost Gambles. This time the boys have a few days until doom. Dang destructors. Always spawning into the world. Oh my god, my eyes. Shit. Always spawning into the world with a bunch of destruction and ghosts and junk.
I've read some of L. Ron Hubbard's early works, and they were more coherent than these sentences are.
Well, he was actually an okay writer before he went completely insane.
I feel so very much that I want to read this.
Pledge $16 or more and you get Tracy the Bender Witch.
Oh my god.
Now comes the time to get to times of his human existence.
He's just losing it.
Oh my god, these words. Maybe this girl can help. She doesn't seem like she realized any ghouls or demons recently. Released. He misspelled released. Pledge $21 or more, and you get Nightman, Evil Awakening, Book 7. This is it. All leads to this. Everything on this line. Stay focused and stay determined. Gotcha. After this, we need a break. We literally haven't slept for a week.
Okay, are there any more books before we get to the game?
No.
Okay, then go. I was gonna cut you off. Like, I've heard too much.
Pledge $30 or more, and you get the game. The big planned video game, chock full of secrets, story, feels, Kickstarter money, quote-unquote, hopefully, and some monsters, maybe, I don't know, maybe two-player.
Feels.
It's not going to happen.
Feels.
Pledge $40 more and you get the soundtrack. There will be some Jim Jams to Jim Jam to.
Ew.
Also, the estimated delivery, December in 2022.
What?
What the shit, man?
He's giving himself a 7-year window to make this fucking thing.
Well,
I don't think you know how to do math.
I don't.
I imagine
five.
I imagine that like three of those years are just going to be trying to work things out with these other voices in the head that wrote some of these other entries.
I feel like he's just going to try to sniff enough paint
he's
to understand
how something to... 5 years in the future.
Yeah, that's enough time to learn, you know, C++.
That's why he gave it such a long runtime.
You gotta hope for that. It's probably more like D minus minus.
So one person backed at the $3 level, and then someone must have given like $49.
Probably his parents.
Yeah. So then someone gave over $40. I'm guessing him. Like he reviewed his own book on Facebook. Like it's him.
I kind of want to back it.
Why?
The $3
to get the book?
To get the book? That's a pretty good reward.
When will you get the book?
You can get the book for free if you just, like, if you have Amazon Prime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you have. So there's something called Kindle Unlimited. It's $3.99 to get Kindle Unlimited. And you can get this shitty book and millions of others.
Was that a plug?
All right, guys.
was that an accident plug right now?
Yeah, Amazon, give me money.
All right, check out my blog. I'm going to be reading the first chapter of this book on
there. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Anyway, that makes me want to contribute to this campaign less because I know in my heart this game is never going to happen.
Oh, my God, the back of the book. Cute isn't always cuddly. Trained to fight, invent, and protect, Nightman will continue his father's dreams and find to rest the orbs. More shit about dangerous artifacts.
Can you hear me now, Father?
Like, he's an insane person. Like, this is what, like, you hear a lot of people talk about, like, this is what happens whenever you give everyone a medal, you know? This is literally what happens whenever you give someone a participation medal for bullshit.
I just feel bad for the guy. Like, what life do you live, man?
All right.
But on a very real note, I'm never going to get the game. I could contribute like $5,000 and he'd have no idea what to do with it. He'd probably just like put it all into like...
There's a weird glue. Pixel art thing of a sheep with a pug on top of him.
What?
Yeah. This is bad. All right.
He said coding was one of the main problems. The entire game is the main problem with making the game.
And he keeps on citing Undertale. He just has a really weird hard-on for Undertale.
Maybe this is just a resume for whoever made Undertale. Like, hey, hire me. My mom wants me to get a job, but you're the only person I'll work for.
Right. Please hire me. Then I'll tell you where I planted all the bombs.
Okay, someone else go because I'm tired of talking about this.
Does anyone actually want to back this thing?
No. Not if we can get the book for free.
All right, Jade.
I got music. I found a good music. It's the Pat Raskets coming out with the new Epic Pirate album. They are the Pat Raskett, the pirate band from Sweden, reeking of sea salt and black powder that can't get enough of dancing on tables.
Okay, Swedish pirates, I'm already interested.
Okay, where am I even going to start with this shit?
Start with how much they're asking for.
They're asking for $3,435.
How much have they raised?
That's very specific.
$424.
How many days left?
How many backers?
They have 12 backers, and they have 54 days to go.
Oh. All
54 right. days? They gave themselves like 3 months.
Yeah.
Because they have everything written down and made. They just need the time in the studio.
No, but, like, the lead time that they're giving themselves to get all of the money, like, that's really long. Typically, like, you're looking at a month, and they give themselves, I'm guessing, 60 days.
I don't know. Can't tell you. They want this album, and I listen to some of their music, and it's not bad.
Do they have a sample that you can play?
Yes.
I made a Kickstarter and then deleted it. I was just trying to, like, basics of, like, how
this is their second album.
Yeah, you can go 3 months.
This is their second album. They have another album on YouTube that I listened to a little bit, but here's some of the... This is on the actual, like, Kickstarter. It's called Black Sails after it's done loading. I think Kickstarter is very good at streaming things.
So is our Wi-Fi.
That, too. It's taking a hot second. Stay with me here.
Fill in air.
Yeah, you're... Cut half of this out. It's still.
Anyone have any spray paint?
Witness me.
It's back in my room.
Damn.
Austin Lockhart, the famed author of Nightman, does.
Oh my god, I gotta get into contact with that guy, though. Real talk for a second. I want to just, like, send him a link to get help.
No, email him and tell him that you're a coder.
Alright, I just skipped. I'm just going to the
YouTube. I'm not writing this f***ing game. Oh, I should, though. Get real close with the dude.
Alright. Here's their song, Anne du Archet.
Anne du Archet.
I actually dig this.
It has a good tune. I like a good pirate tune. I don't know a lot of words.
Yeah, the show's supposed to be shitty Kickstarters, Jaden. This is actually pretty interesting.
I just thought it was funny. There's this not a lot of good.
Well,
shitty
Swedish pirates.
Yeah, they're Swedish pirates.
Like, I do cover, I'd love to do, like, cover songs in this kind of style.
This is damn like good. Song. Like, if I went to a Renaissance fair and like, someone's playing this song, I'd throw a like, quarter in.
Don't be the pirate that goes to a Renaissance fair. Don't be that asshole.
I'd be dancing on tables to this.
They had a Scooby-Doo episode where they were so pissed at pirates going to Renaissance fairs.
These are, like, shanties, too.
Yeah,
it's like, really good.
Legitimate shanties. I actually, they're...
She cut herself out the womb.
Yeah, yeah. That pirate shanty.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, Jaden, what the f*** are you doing here?
Yeah, you brought me something I actually want.
I know. How much is it to get the album?
How does this kill my baby?
All right, here are the pledges. So about $6, you can get your name featured on their music video, like in the fucking credits. Can't think right now.
Hell
then
yeah.
For about $11, you get the digital album before everyone else. Or before anyone else that didn't pledge.
When's the estimated delivery date on these?
About, like, I get. Here. July 2018.
Oh, wow. That's not that bad.
No.
No,
and
sure.
Then for $34, you get the actual physical album. And that's, again, July 18th. Ships to anywhere in the world.
All right. How much was it to get their name in the credits?
About $6. And it's, they're actually doing where if you go more and more down the list, you get everything else.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not like, you know. You pay for the Tamale album and you don't get the...
That's what you should do if you aren't shitty.
Early, and, you know, we could get the podcast name at the end of a music video. A fucking badass.
Oh my god, yes.
And $57, you get your name on the album, aside to actual in the music video. But here's the cool part, is at about $150 pledge, they send you a handwritten note, ink and paper, What?
Like calligraphy style and
like,
shit?
Like,
it's a hand sweaty thank you.
I'm guessing it's like Blackmore, like pirate style.
You'll get the nice previous awards plus a handwritten thank you letter. Yes, handwritten and ink. None of the photocopies nonsense. The actual pen and paper things that causes palm sweating and thumb cramps.
I feel like they're expecting a lot of people to give that much money because like they could have done that at 50 and probably only had to write like 4 letters.
Well, here's, like, there's a lot more. Like, they have a lot down the list, but here's the most. It's a lot. It's about $3,443, but it's a booked concert of your choice anywhere.
That's what? Really cool.
You get the nice previous rewards, everything else down the list of, like, 10 things, probably more, and the band for an evening.
Dude, we should totally go to somewhere in Denton and like talk to them about doing this.
Like book these Swedish pirates.
Our gratitude goes as far as your fantasy. I like that. We'll come and play in your living room, at your work, place, school, festival, granny's birthday bash, release party.
Oh my god!
Get them to play as I'm making love to someone?
That's exactly my thought.
Oh wait,
that's exactly my thought.
Damn it. However, we do need to limit this to Sweden.
What?
Wait. If you want us to travel outside of your home country, of course you do, so do we. We'll have to charge extra for the gas ticket shoes. So it's going to be more for going outside of Sweden?
We'll see, because if I could get some pirates to perform in my bedroom...
Oh my god.
So, yeah, and this is all the other... Your name featured in the video description, album download, physical album, your name in the album's liner notes, pre-listening with the band, year-long concert tickets, name list of recruits... Private concert, and handwritten thank you letter.
This is how I want to be proposed to. Like, right here. I want someone to get these Swedish pirates to come and propose to me.
I know. I really want to do the $6 one, is it?
Yeah, that's the minimum. And that's your name in the video description of their out of their.
I'm down for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want
to. I don't think I don't.
I'm down
think
for the. I'm down for the. We did $10. We the 11 one. We could do that and also get like the if the album gets made, get it in advance because it actually seems like some cool music.
Yeah, here's the. Your name will be featured under a thanks a bunch section in the description of the video for Recruiting Day, which is like their song, their next single for the next album.
I'm down.
I'm down.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's back this.
Hold on, we got music. One more.
Yeah, we got one more.
Yeah, yeah. I know, I forgot about it.
And then again, that was the Pat Rizkett's new epic pirate album. I'm all down for pirate albums.
What you got, Trent?
Have you ever wondered why men don't have good robes to get out of the shower with?
Every damn day.
Obviously, you haven't seen Hugh Hefner.
There's exceptions to that rule, but most times,
so.
Men can't wear robes well like women. We have the issues of our...
Balls,
dick poking out the bottoms. Nobody likes that. You can't.
How short are your robes?
You can't go out in the living room. You can't go hang out with friends.
It's not about how short it is, it's just how long you are.
Obviously, you haven't seen my high school wingmate.
So, I bring to y'all dude robes.
Also known as robes.
Actually, they're much different than robes. They're like sweats. Like the sweatshirt I'm wearing, but there's towels inside of it.
What?
What?
The f***? What?
There's towels inside.
It's the worst idea I ever heard.
So it's just a sweatshirt with added layers, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, well, I'm sold.
I stitched my towels to my sweatshirt.
So they decided to use a hot model to advertise this.
Ooh, let me see.
Let me get a hot model to advertise this.
Oh, damn, is one of the rewards pants? Him?
They're just shorts. They're f***ing shorts.
There's a lot of variations.
Oh, yeah. If one of the rewards is him, then you got a lot of options of what you can do with this man.
It's a jacket.
Yeah,
that's like
what okay, the hell?
That one's actually cute, but that's just a robe.
All right, see you, dude.
See you, man.
It's literally just
navy blue or heather gray.
You don't get to pick when you sign up. I mean, when you
don't get to pick, they just give one to you.
Yeah, I'm funding the part.
So wait, that's. So they give you the blue and the gray, and you don't get to choose.
Nope, it's like here you go. So the guy that
someone in Mississippi is gonna get really pissed off when they send
the money. So the guy that came up with this, his name is Howie Bush.
Is that his porn star name or his real name?
That's his real name.
Oh my god.
But yeah, Howie Bush was originally what was he?
George Bush's great grandfather.
He was originally a sports agent / attorney for Under Armour.
Oh. You went from Under Armour to this shit?
Yeah. The first person he got to wear it was, you know, do y'all watch wrestling?
No.
I know wrestlers.
You know, Goldberg.
He got Goldberg to wear it?
Yeah.
What the hell?
So right
what the
now,
hell? Why?
Okay, how much are they asking for?
They are asking.
Is Goldberg falling that hard at times?
They're asking for $25,000.
How much have they made?
Right now they made $947.
How many days are left?
31.
He might make it just because of his connections.
Yeah?
Yeah. He has 8 backers so far. I don't know how long this has been up.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, this is made for any occasion. Out the gym.
Yeah, because it looks like just a f***ing jacket.
Yeah.
It's a hoodie.
It's any occasion. How much does it cost? That's the big question. How much am I paying for a thick
jacket?
I'm
going to say $150.
Probably.
Oh, actually. All right. So, the pledges. For a pair of shorts, if you pledge $49 or more, you get the shorts. And the retail price for the shorts is $65. That's for the shorts.
Just the shorts?
Just the shorts. $54 or more, you get the pants. And the retail price for the pants is $70.
That's going to be a lot cheaper than I thought they were going to be.
For the over-the-head hoodie, you pledge $64 and it's an $85.
These are ridiculously overpriced. but not as much as I thought they'd be.
Yeah, you know, I could still go to, like, Dick's Sporting Goods and get, like, a University of Minnesota hoodie for, like, $25. So
are they just really absorbative? Like, is that...
Yes,
is that
they're super exorbitant. Like...
Who gives a f***?
Who wants to wear a hoodie? Like...
Oh, what? It's not done. There's still a lot of stuff left. For $74...
Just get a dry fit.
For $74, you get the classic robe look.
Oh, good.
So you get a robe for $70.
For $109, you get the hoodie and the shorts. For $114, you get the hoodie and the pants.
I just feel myself slowly dying.
For $119, you get the classic robe and the shorts. For $124, you get the robe and the pants.
Why would you need the robe and shorts? Is the robe only like a top?
Yeah, the robe's only a top. It stops like mid-thigh.
See, that's why this guy's balls keep on hanging out of his f***ing robes, because he's buying these tiny-ass robes made for munchkins.
For $219, you get the complete set with everything from the list above.
Oh, yay.
For only $200, you get shitty, possibly blue, possibly gray clothing.
Like, literally, we could go to Walmart and just wear this shit.
The estimated delivery is October 2017.
Alright, I'd buy it because they just have to go to Walmart and retrofit some of the shit from there really easily. It's like this stuff literally just looks like it's made by Champion.
Yeah. So the way he decided to make it is a couple years ago, he decided, it's like, hey, my wife's wearing a robe. So he gets 6 towels from Walmart, it goes to the tailor, and have him stitch it to make a robe.
See, why? Because he couldn't just buy a robe?
See, why make them out of towels? If these were made out of, like, ShamWows, I'd be on board. Oh, man. Just have clothes made out of ShamWows.
That so, very aggressive guy selling them to you.
Exactly.
You know how dry you would be? You're, like, super dry.
Exactly. You would never sweat in your life. But at the end of the day, you'd, like, wring it out, and you'd be able to, like, Anyway, this is f***ing ridiculous.
I don't want to buy it. I don't want to buy it.
All right. So, that leaves nothing. Looks like...
What the f***?
I looked around like there was somebody else in the room, but it was...
Louis, what'd you bring for us this week? Louis.
Anyway, Jaden wins because he doesn't really understand the rules of the show. He actually brought a real thing in.
Sorry, I'm still here. Still grabbing stuff.
Alright, what was the Kickstarter name?
Pat Raskitz.
Pat Raskitz is the winner today. Because they just weren't shitty.
I thought it was funny because it was just an epic pirate album.
I mean, it's interesting.
It's cool. It's unusual.
It's hard to find shitty things for music that are still being funded. I found more stuff like Bad Guy Records, which was literally Fund Us and Nobody Else, but they already got canceled.
But hey, we're going to contribute to that. We're going to do the $11.
Are you really
going to
read it?
The $11.
Are you going to read Nightman?
Yes. I am. I've officially decided that on my blog, www.theminotank.blog, I'm going to read the first chapter of Nightman.
Oh my god, yes, please. Okay.
And so look forward to that. Check out my website and check out Fake News Stand.
The fakenewsstand.com is that website, but don't go to that website because I'm not posting anything on there. Just subscribe on iTunes. Apparently Google Play is a thing, so I'll try to see if I can get it up on there. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening. That's it. Go the f*** away.